Recently, Alaska's Board of Fisheries set up an experimental harvest in the Aleutian Islands that they thought might benefit small communities like Adak. But as KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports, Adak had their eyes on a much bigger prize.
Atka mackerel move fast and live low. They're strong swimmers that like to hide along rocky sea bottoms, and in the Aleutians especially, they can be tough to catch. But Orville Huntington, a member of the Alaska Board of Fisheries from Huslia, thought it was worth a shot. At a meeting this fall, Huntington told the board he supported a plan to shift a tiny amount of Atka mackerel quota into the Aleutians. He said it could be good for fishermen and for residents of communities like Adak.
Seems to me that this does give an opportunity for Alaskan citizens to at least try something new.
The board bumped up the catch amount to encourage more fishermen to participate, and they approved the new small boat harvest for mackerel. It seemed like good news for Adak. The island's economy is dependent on its seafood processing plant, and they've wanted to branch out for a while, just not into mackerel. Dave Frazier is a board member of the nonprofit Adak Community Development Corporation, or ECDC. Frazier helped them campaign to get the new mackerel fishery struck down and to improve their chances of getting a federal pollock harvest approved.
We were concerned that shifting 10% of the mackerel quota into critical habitat would have had consequences in terms of the ability of Minister Protected Resources to approve the pollock fishery in the Aleutians.
Mackerel and pollock are both big food sources for Steller sea lions, an endangered species that the National Marine Fisheries Service has gone to great lengths to protect. For years, they closed down commercial fishing in big swaths in the Aleutians. But that might be about to change. NIMS has been working on a court-ordered study of their sea lion protections all year. As part of that, they've been examining ways to safely open up more fishing grounds in the Aleutians, including the spot where Adak wants to fish a small amount of pollock quota. Frazier says they got the allocation years ago for the purpose of helping Adak grow.
If it's open, that would allow access to roughly 19,000 tons of pollock, which would be a huge benefit to the corporation and to the community of Adak.
That's because even a small amount of pollock is worth a lot of money, more than the mackerel fishery that the state set up. And even though NIMS is considering more fishing right now, it wasn't clear if they'd support two new fisheries on sea lion food sources, mackerel and pollock, in an area that's still important habitat. So in late November, ACDC filed a petition with the Board of Fish to take back their mackerel vote. The board called an emergency meeting and asked a NIMS biologist to come in and clarify the agency's thinking. Nicole Kimball told the board that NIMS probably wouldn't want to allow fishing for both mackerel and pollock.
So for instance, this pollock fishery that is potentially on the table and potentially could be allowable under this new biological opinion may not be on the table as a worst case scenario under this action.
Several Board of Fish members said it wasn't their intent to preclude a pollock harvest, and it wasn't worth it to put mackerel first. So after consulting with a lawyer, they voted unanimously to take back the mackerel fishery. Frazier says there's been no harm done to ACDC's goal, as far as they know.
It was an action by the board with the best of intentions, with unintended consequences.
Now that they've ironed out what new fishery gets precedent in the area, Adak still has to wait for NIMS to release a draft of their biological study on sea lion protections. That should arrive in late winter. Then Adak will have a better idea of when or if they might be able to catch pollock, a resource they'd still be sharing with the sea lions. In On Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.